Welcome to Talks from the Bible. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4:4-6. How simple is God's design for unity and harmony among believers. The urging of the Apostle Paul as he writes this epistle to the Ephesians is that they might endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This unity comes when all believers come together with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. This is the manner in which each believer walks worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called, Ephesians 4:1-3. As we are baptized into Christ, we become a functioning member of His body. The church is the body of Christ. God hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:22-23. The Corinthians, who had been brought out of sin by hearing and believing the gospel, and by being baptized, Acts 18:8, were identified as the church of God. This is not a name of the church, but rather shows the ownership of the church. Their being known as the church was because of the sanctification, as they had called upon the name of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 1:2. These sanctified believers were taught by the Apostle Paul that they are many members, yet but one body, 1 Corinthians 12:20. In chapter 12, these saints are taught to function in the capacity by which God has placed them into the body. They are members with different gifts and abilities which are to be used unto the glory of God. The vocation of their lives has called them to have the same care one for another, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it, because ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12:25-27. The church is a singular body of believers because of our entrance into the body by the one baptism and believing the one faith. Various baptisms, various faiths, and various bodies only divide. These never unite. The one body is guarded by one Spirit, possessing one hope, and governed by one God. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.